ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकिर भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। You're all welcome at Sri Krishna Balram Temple ISKCON Vrindavan for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 10th chapter, Deliverance of the Son of Kubera. And today we will discuss verse number 38. The theme of this section is two sons of a rich treasurer of the demigods, Kubera, in a holy place in Ganga, intoxicated with wine, enjoying with women, were by the Krishna's mercy got association of Devarishi Narada. A great devotee. Though they were cursed, but their curse was a sort of blessing. They were born as a trees in Mahavan Gokul, and they had the great fortune of witnessing the Sri Krishna's childhood pastimes. So Sri Krishna delivered them during Damodar Leela. So when these two demigods, Nal Kubera and Manigreeva, they left the tree body, they got their celestial bodies, and then they were praying to a 3 year and 2 months or 3 years old Krishna. And Krishna was bound with a rope around his belly and other side in a grinding mortar, ukhal. So Krishna was bound, and though Krishna was bound, he delivered the two bound son of demigods, and both are offering prayers. And because of the mercy of Narada Rishi, and because of the direct service to the Brajabasis, and because of the direct relishing the pastime of Sri Krishna, their prayer is personification of devotion. So for devotion we need mercy of a devotee, service to the devotee, and ultimately the blessing or the anugraha or mercy of Supreme Lord. Hari Guru Vaishnava Kripa. And then devotion will manifest. So now they are praying, let us recite this verse, both with folded hands, to a baby Krishna, I mean 3 years old Krishna only, and they are exalted son of demigods praying. Vani gunanu kathane sharanvano kathayam. Hastau cha karmasu manastav padayorana. Smratayam shirasastava nivasa jagat praname. Drishti satam darshne astu bhavat tano na. Vani. Words, the power of speech. Guna, guna anukathane. Always engage in talking about your pastimes. Sharavano, the ear. The oral reception. Kathayam, in talks about you and your pastimes. Hastau, hands and legs. And other senses. Cha, also. Karamaso, engaging them in executing your mission. Manaha, mind. Tava, your. Padayoha, of your lotus feet. Naha, our. Smrityam, in remembrance. Always engaged in meditation. Siraha, the head. Tava, you are. Nivasa jagat praname, because you are all pervading, you are everything, and our heads should bow down, not looking for enjoyment. Drishtihi, the power of sight. Satam, the Vaishnavas. Darshane, in seeing. Asto, let all of them be engaged in this way. Bhavat tanonam, who are none different from you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Henceforward, may all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in oral reception of your glories. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in action pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our head offer our obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see forms of Vaishnava who are non-different from you. Srila Prabhupada writes, here the process of understanding Supreme Personality of Godhead is given. So what is the process for understanding Supreme Personality of Godhead is given? And the process is bhakti yoga. So Srila Prabhupada, the process is bhakti. And this bhakti, then Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse from Prahlad Maharaj's answers to Hiranyakashipu, what the best thing he has learned. Sharvanam kirtanam vishnaho smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyamatma nivedanam. So everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada immediately quotes a verse from Narada Pancharatra. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 19.170, Narada Pancharatra. Everything, the mind, the body, and all the sense organs should be engaged in Krishna's service. This is to be learned from expert devotees like Narada, Swayambhu and Sambhu. This is the process. We cannot manufacture our own way of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For it is not that everything one manufacture or concord will lead to understand God. Such proposition, yat mat tat path, is foolish. Krishna says, bhaktya aham ekaya grahitaya grahaya. Only by executing activities of bhakti can one understand me. 11.14.21 Srimad Bhagavatam. This is called Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 19.167. Remaining engaged. This is called Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. Remaining engaged favorably in service of the Lord. So Srila Chakravarti Pad writes, both Nalkubera and Manigrave are saying, as we are your followers and Narad's servant, you should be very merciful to us. So for the mercy from Supreme Lord, one should be servant of a devotee. This is the principle. Without being servant of Sri Krishna, there is no possibility of mercy. And this is principle of humbleness. To be servant of servant means to be humble. And there is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadapi Sunichena. So humility is the ornament really which attracts Krishna. There's a wonderful ornament. Those who wear that ornament of humbleness and tolerance, they attract the mercy of Krishna. The more humble we are, more near to Krishna we can be. And the reason for all troubles in material world is false ego. And the process really to practice bhakti is humbleness, just opposite to the false ego. The false ego is with us since the time of creation. And humbleness we have started just in this life, or maybe couple life before. So it is like having a 1 centimeter of 1 milliliter of sand on your body, and then falling into a ditch which is full of stool. So which fragrance will be more? Your sand or the other one? Other one. This is our problem, really speaking. We try to be humble every day. We have to at least pay some obeisances every day. To pay obeisance means really to become humble. And Raghunath Das Goswami was sitting at Radha Kund and paying 1,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas. There were no 1,000 Vaishnavas at that time, maybe there. But he was paying again and again to them. This is just to keep oneself humble. Because the ego, when there's a little looseness in our humbleness, ego will take its, you know, turn and put us down. You can be knowledgeable by reading scripture, but there's no way. The only ego will increase if you are knowledgeable. So the way ego is curbed, ego is subdued, is accepting the spiritual master, a superior authority, and rendering service. In association of the Vaishnavas. That is the way ego can be kept under control. It can jump anytime. But this is the only way. So like we have to fence ourselves, fence our false ego by a good devotee association. That is a good fencing. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. So Chakravarti Pad writes, we now pray from something rarely given to others. So both Nal Kuber and Manigriva are saying, because we are servant of Narada, so we are begging from you mercy. But we are not asking something ordinary. We now pray from something, for something rarely given to others. This rarely given to others is only devotion. This is called Suddurlabha. Not by our sadhana we can ever get bhav bhakti. We can never awaken bhav bhakti by our own sadhana. Number one, therefore it is rare. Number two, Krishna is reluctant to give or awaken bhav bhakti of a devotee. Why? Because then Krishna will be controlled by that devotee. So he is very reluctant. Therefore, they are asking something which is very rare. And that is awakening of the bhava bhakti. The particle chair should be understood after each item. In a verse, this is Sanskrit way too. Chair should apply to everything. Our words should glorify you. We should hear your katha, so chair will be okay. May our words, Vani, always be engaged in describing your qualities, guna kathane. Actually, in the Sanskrit word, there is a guna anu kathane. The anu is most important word. This is a very small word, but it's a very powerful word. Anu means to follow. To follow means parampara. To follow means in a disciplic succession. Follow means there must be somebody you follow. So one meaning of the anu is to follow. The another meaning of the anu is continuous. Continuous, regular. So anu kathane means we should speak only what is already described by the previous acharyas, not concord anything else. That is the one meaning of the anu. And the another meaning is we should do it regularly and continuously. Anu kathane is most important, that it is continuous as well as it is in a disciplic succession. That is the meaning of Anu. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has written in the purport, no concoction, no one's own method. No, this is what, these lines of Prabhupada's purport, we cannot manufacture our own way of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then it is not Anukathane. So this line is Prabhupada's explanation of Anukathane. Our concord, we cannot concord anything. Will to never understand by that. And then Prabhupada condemned this process as yat mat tat patha. What is the meaning of yat mat tat patha? Whatever I think, that is the path. This is not Anukathane. This is opposite to Anukathane. Now, Chakravarti Pad writes, cha means nothing else. Only we describe your qualities, nothing else. Guna means, actually there are three types of kirtan. Kathane means kirtan. Kathane means kirtan. And kirtan is of three types. Guna kirtan means the qualities of Supreme Lord, that is most merciful Bhakta Vatsal. Then there is a Leela Kirtan of his pastime, and there is a Naam Kirtan. Of all the kirtans, the Naam Kirtan is most extraordinarily powerful. But they are saying Guna Kirtan, Guna Kathane. And they are doing it still today. Which Srila Jiva Goswami has given in Gopal Champu. These are the two same Nal Kuber and Manigiri as a Madhu Kantha and Snigdha Kantha speaking Krishna Katha. In the day they are speaking to the cowherd men, and in the night they discuss Krishna Katha to the gopis. So they, what they are saying, they got it. They are doing Anukathane. And then, nothing else. This is actually the characteristic of a pure devotee, which is in the second verse of the Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita. Machit madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam kathyantascha nityam tushanti charamanti. Kathyantascha nityam means anukirtanam. Always discuss Krishna Katha, no other business. And nothing else. May our minds be engaged in remembering your lotus feet. May our head pay respect to the living entities, Jagat. The devotees such as Narada. Our Nivas Jagat can be vocative, O abode of the universe, Jagat Nivas. So it is like addressing Krishna, O Jagat Nivas, O Jagannath, may our head be of pay obeisance to you. May our eyes be engaged in seeing your form, Bhavata Tanunam, and those of your devotees such as Narada, Satam. Because the devotee is non-different than you. Srila Jiva Goswami writes, since Narada made you devotees, so go to him. If Krishna says like that, then give us all method of bhakti. All methods of bhakti. They pray in this way, which is nature of bhakti. So this type of prayer, if people, all there, our friends are here. Hare Krishna, you all are welcome. Bolo, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. What are they praying? All they are going in line, what they are praying. They should pray like this. That's what the nature of a bhakti. Coming in Vrindavan, the only prayer is this. So this should be the prayer in Vrindavan. That always we should glorify you, always we should hear your katha, always our mind think of your lotus feet, and always our head bow down to you and your devotees. No other prayer in Vrindavan. This is the nature of bhakti, because Vrindavan is a bhakti bhumi. It is a place where only devotees relish the Krishna's Nitya Leela. So, this is the nature of bhakti. May our words, our voice speak continuously. Anu means continuously. Of the qualities of your feet, of your affection for your devotees, and of your beauty. So, three things there to speak about what? To speak continuously the qualities of your feet. So what are the qualities of feet of Krishna? They are both. The lotus feet of Krishna is called Tavapada Potena Mahatakritena. And this is described by the great Naradji and Lord Shankar and Brahma, all Mahajan. And Prabhupada has written in a purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport line, Anu, how he has described Anu in a purport? Follow Shambhu, Swayambhu, Manu and Narada. You remember these three lines in the Srila Prabhupada's purport? What it means? Mahajan Yena Gata Sapanta. Because these are out of the 12, three Mahajans named here. Narada, Shambhu, Swayambhu. So it means, this is the meaning of Anu. So in Srila Prabhupada's purport, the Anu is most important, and he has described in half of the purport the meaning of Anu Kathane. That it should be following in footsteps of the Mahajana, and it should be continuous, and should not be concocted or made by his own speculation, some path. No. And the second part of Srila Prabhupada's purport is, what is pure bhakti? So he gave the both definition of bhakti. Anukuliyena Krishna Anushilanam, Rishikena Rishikesha, Sevanam Bhaktir Uttama. These are the two definition of unalloyed pure devotional service. One by Srila Rupa Goswami. The primary characteristic of the devotional service is Anukuliyena Krishna Anushilanam. And the secondary characteristic is Anya Bilashita Sunyam Gyam Kagyan Karmadi Anima Anavirtam. That make, by these two secondary characteristics, the bhakti is made specific and uttama, otherwise it is ordinary. So, Srila Jiva Goswami writes, glorify the lotus feet of Krishna, that's what we are discussing. Lotus feet is like a boat. This is the boat which you have not to ride on, but you have to think only. A ocean, if you have to cross the ocean, you have to sit in the boat and navigate. But the boat of Krishna's lotus feet is a boat that you have not to sit in that, but you have to think. So what is the result? The result, the ocean becomes so small as the hoof print of the calf. And you can jump immediately. That is the quality of the lotus feet of Krishna. And it is advised actually in second canto of Bhagavatam that when we see, we should spend, if we are say, standing 10 minutes in front of the deities, of the 10 minutes, 9 minutes only focus on the lotus feet. But this is what I am saying, what is the, because that will only purify us to advance further to the lotus feet, lotus face of Krishna, which is 10th canto. And therefore Srila Prabhupada again and again says, and all Acharya says, we have to most of the time study first and second canto, that is the lotus feet of Krishna. And when we really understand that, then we gradually go up. Our advancement in Krishna consciousness correspond to the meditation on the deity form. We have to start from the lotus feet, and by the time we reach to the face, it means we are entering in 10th canto. That is actually the purpose of meditation. Those who are not really purified, particularly Prabhupada, is purported in 2nd canto of Bhagavatam's 2nd chapter. The purport is mostly focused that our advancement corresponds to the meditation on the deity. And mostly we should focus on the lotus feet. How many marks on the lotus feet of Krishna? Right feet, left feet? 11 and 1. 8 and 11. Very good. So, are we meditating on the marks of the lotus feet of Krishna? What else we are doing here 24 hours? What we are doing? This is only the business we have to do. This is what is written here. If we meditate on the one mark on lotus feet of Krishna, that is the elephant controlling God. The God, what is called? God. If you meditate on this, the result will be mind will be controlled, which is most difficult to control. If you meditate on Ankush, Ankush is called Ankush in Sanskrit. Ankush means control your mind. If you meditate on Vajra means thunderbolt. All your sins of million types lives are crushed to the pieces like Vajra crushed the mountain. Think of the Vajra and sins are gone. Stay and meditate. And there is an umbrella. Then you are protected. It's called Chhata. Chhata means you will not be getting any trouble. Kshati. So it is a protection. Well, that is actually the whole devotion starts from the lotus feet. And we are too advanced only to look at the smiling face of Krishna. And he never reveals. Focus on the feet. And particularly in that purport is as long as we have bodily concept particularly and enjoying mentality, it's better not to go beyond feet. So, feet, the qualities of the feet and your affection for your devotees. This is another meditation. How merciful you are to your devotees, Krishna. And this will inspire us to become devotee, because then Krishna will be merciful only. Affection of Krishna is for the devotees. So we have to be devotees to be be loved by Krishna. So Krishna's affection for his devotees. And this is all, whole Bhagavatam, all the devotees which are very dear to Krishna. And then third thing, and your beauty. We should only describe your beauty. Beauty of Krishna, this is what Srila Rupa Goswami writes in a Vyaj Astuti. It's called Vyaj Astuti. Vyaj Astuti means actually he's glorifying, but apparently he is saying, don't do this. He said, don't go to Vrindavan. For any while you want to go. But never go to the bank of Yamuna. And you will go, you will not stop. Okay, go to Yamuna. Never go to the Bansi Bhat. A tree banyan there, don't go there. By the way, you have to pass by, close your eyes. Never look a black boy standing there. If once you have, with a half open eye, saw that black boy, then your life is finished, your friendship is finished, your home is finished, your business is finished, and you are finished. This is Vyaja Stuti. So, this is the beauty of Krishna. But we are seeing every day Krishna, but still our business is not finished. that Krishna is very merciful. This is what beauty of Krishna. How much beautiful Krishna. Close your eyes and see really how beautiful is Krishna. How beautiful is Krishna really. So three things: his feet, his affection for the devotees, and his beauty. And then he's saying, cha means not about yoga or sacrifice. We will never speak about yoga, never speak about karma, never speak about any sacrifice, no jnana, nothing, all know nothing. Only Krishna's beauty, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's relation with devotees, nothing else. May our 2 ears be engaged in hearing topics about you with full attention, with 2 ears. Similarly, both hands should engage in action for you fully. Let us hear all topics, including how you enable Brahma to carry out creation. This is Prabhupada's always mood. For a pure devotee, Srishti Leela and Ras Leela are equally important. It is not that creation we don't want to discuss, only we discuss Ras Leela, no. So Jiva Goswami writes that we should always hear how you empowered Brahma to create, means Srishti Leela. There is also part of it. Why we should hear Srishti Leela? It will purify us. It is the opulence of Krishna. It will purify us, it will eligible us to advance further. Even Narada is asking about creation from Brahma. Vidur is asking about creation from Maitreya. And both are great devotees, who are very dear devotees of Krishna. Why they are discussing this? This is also necessary. So Jiva Goswami writes this. Since the ears are not completely independent of what they hear, at least in speaking, we should speak only about sweet qualities of Lord because of their rasa. So ears are not independent. Anybody speak here, it will enter into it. But at least when we speak, we should speak only Krishna's qualities. The Jiva Goswami. The hands and other organs, chest, should be engaged in action like deity worship. So what hands should do? Deity worship. And related services, cooking for the deities, making garlands. That is sweeping the floor of the temple. O dweller in the universe, Jagan Nivas. Siras is mentioned last since this is the main limb of the body. The word tav is repeated to indicate that by offering respect to the Lord, respects are offered to the world. If we offer respect to Krishna, whole world is satisfied. This is a funny way of saying things. Like when Sudama Vipra went to the palace of Dwarka at Rukmani's palace, Krishna washed his feet. And then Rukmani offered aarti and some mahaprasad. So the rest of the queens of Krishna heard that so fortunate is Rukmani that she got the opportunity to serve a great friend of Krishna, Brahman. So everybody, 16,115, because one is already did this. So they all took the big plate with the laddu and rabri and peda and flour. They said, we want to offer aarti to Sudama. Now one offer aarti, next Satyavama, Putravati Bhava, let you be happy. Third came, then his throat start drying up. He said, ask Krishna how many more? He said, only 16,000. So how much laddu he will eat? I say, my God. Krishna says, don't worry. You just offer me all blessing, then all will be satisfied. So there's no need to get laddu from everybody. Just to give blessing to me, everybody will be satisfied. So this is what it said here. If we offer obeisance to Krishna, whole universe is satisfied. And what is the common verse Srila Prabhupada oftentimes quote for this? Watering the root, the whole tree will be satisfied. Putting the food in the stomach, whole body will be nourished. So simply paying obeisance to Krishna, everybody is satisfied. Or, may our head offer respect to Vaishnava. The living beings, Jagat, who are your dwelling place, for it is said, Sirasto tasya ubhya lingam anamet. An actual head is one that bows down to the Lord in his manifestation among the moving and non-moving creatures. So, if we bow down to the Vaishnava, a Vaishnava carries Supreme Lord, Govinda Vishram, Tava Hirde Govinda Vishram. In your heart, Govinda resides. So paying obeisance to the Vaishnava, which is non-different than Krishna, Tava Tanum, it's like your body. Or may our heads offer respect to people of Vraj, because this is your Nivas, you live in Vraj. May our head offer respect to people of Vraj, where you dwell, Nivas, even though they are far away from us. May our eyes see devotees like Narad, who are your body. Or may our eyes directly see you in your deity form and the devotees. However, to see him directly in their house was impossible. So devotees are deities. Out of fear, they did not pray for this. Touching and smelling are also understood, though not mentioned in this verse. Sri Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, how can we use our hands in service of Krishna? Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, do kirtan. He writes, or it is not possible to offer respect with a just head, and one engage hands and other limbs when serving the Lord, even when doing kirtan once. So kirtan is the way we can engage our hands. The wonderful understanding. Our eyes should be engaged in seeking devotees in which you always manifest yourself. Our eyes should see the devotees within whom form of the Lord like Salingram are worshipped. So our eyes should see devotees. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. The Grastas from Kulinagram, they went twice or thrice, asked Mahaprabhu same question. We are Grasta, we are attached. How can we be delivered? Mahaprabhu said two things. Krishna Kirtan, Vaishnava Sevan. Krishna Kirtan and Vaishnava Sevan. Serving the Vaishnavas and doing Kirtan, Sigar Paya Krishna Charan. Very quickly you will get lotus feet of Krishna. And both times he said the same thing, but a more deeper understanding. Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, in this way, six type of bhakti are mentioned in this verse. Kirtan, which means gunanukatane, Sharvan, see here, Shrotav, and then puja by hands, paricharya seva, that's by hands and legs, sumran by mind, padana sevanam, and vandana, glorify. Sakhyan Atma Nivedan are generally included in the goal, sadhya, and are thus not mentioned in a prayer about sadhan. Since it's a sadhan, they are higher than that actually. Are these two are naturally the result of other six? Are the two are included in sumran, being particular bhava? Karma, Arpanam and Dasya is included in Kirtan and other process. Well, this is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The two type of Dasyam, Karma, Arpanam and kinkariyam. Normally speaking, words agitate all the senses. They pray for kirtan because by doing that, other senses become happily engaged in their respective action. This is very good advice by Sanatana Goswami. When we chant Hare Krishna, mind goes here and there. Is it right or wrong? 200% right, right? But when we do kirtan and dance, mind never go out. So, normally speaking, words agitate all senses. They pray for kirtan because by doing kirtan, other senses become happily engaged in other respective actions. So of all the limbs of all the process of God realization, bhakti is the supreme. And of all the limbs of nine limbs of bhakti, kirtan is the most exalted. Nirnitam, yogi nam, nirnitam, nam, hari nam, anukirtanam. This is verse number 11. 2.1.11 or 2.1.11 or 12. That is the conclusion by all transcendentalists. Hari nam anukirtanam. Again anukirtanam. That is the power. And Mahaprabhu only appeared for this Hari nam sankirtan. So this kirtan, only by kirtan, 2.1.11, right. Hari nam anukirtanam, yogi nam nirnitam, arunam anu. So kirtan is most important. This is the one of the pivot of the whole Krishna conscious movement, is Krishna Balaram temple, where 24 hour Harinam kirtan is going on. Harinam sankirtan ki. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, ISKCON Vrindavan. 24 hour kirtan, nobody you can see. There may be in many places, but this is specifically sitting in front of Krishna Balaram and doing 24-hour kirtan. This is the beauty, really. This is the topmost limb of the bhakti. Hari Nam Anukirtanam. And then Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, our kirtan is the main process because Lord prefer it. And then Lord prefer it, Sanatana Goswami is quoting a verse. Naam tishtami vekhunte na yogi naam hirdeshuva. It's not that when you die and come to Vekhunt you will meet me, no. Na yogi naam hirdeshuva. It's not that when you leave your home and go in Himalaya, become yogi, then you can meet me, no. So not after death, not leaving home. When can we see you? What you like? Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami narada. Where my devotees are chanting my holy name, I am present there. Bhagavatam chanting or holy name chanting are simultaneously one. So kirtan, this is kirtan. Every day we have 1 hour Bhagavatam kirtan. 24 hour Harinam kirtan. And then, seeing the devotees and deities the same as seeing the Lord directly. Seeing the devotees and deities is seeing the Lord directly. Since seeing the Lord directly is the end result of all process of bhakti, this is mentioned the last. In the verse, last mention is devotees, Vaishnavas, you are Tanum. Satam, Satam means devotees. The other process mentioned in the middle, one can do according to one's taste. Other process in the middle, according to taste. Somebody may be interested in Sharvan, somebody may be interested in Kirtan. But seeing the deities and the devotees is most important. And all these are available in Krishna Balaram temple. So you see the deities, see the devotees, and hear kirtan and make your life perfect. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? No question. Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned sails when we start spreading the earth, so we will actually get caught up.
Okay. What he said that by accepting a spiritual master, false ego is decreased. But he is saying by some time we are too close to the spiritual master and serving him, or some senior devotees, we become proud. That's also right. That's also right. But a spiritual master is so expert that he will really knock you down when you raise your hand a little bit. Usually, yeah, Prabhu. Yeah, that's our Shruti Kirti, he served Srila Prabhupada. But I see when he comes in Bhagavatam class, he pay obeisances always, which most of us are not doing. So your question is nullified. Okay.
So he rang his bell. I was in the veranda. So I ran in, but I lifted my head too fast and I hit the concrete wall very hard. Prabhupada was sitting and looking at me. So he came in and he looked at me. He said, "That's so you learn how to become humble."
Hare. Anyway, we have to cultivate this quality of humbleness sincerely, then we will progress in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
When we're sitting during kirtan, we can't see the lotus feet because so many guests are looking at the lotus faces, okay?
Okay. We can look at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord when we are doing kirtan is perfect. Because kirtan attracts Supreme Lord. So then you can see he's smiling that you are doing kirtan. But if you are not doing kirtan, then he will kick you out. Hare Krishna. No, that's all right. Because this is a Raganuga actually. Those who are in a Raganuga mood, they look directly at a face. And we are all have a soft wear of Raganuga in a Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. But it is better to stand and focus on the feet for some time for our progress. Thank you very much, Sadhu, Sadhu. The Mataji, she has some. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakti.